Governor Landry will be in Abbeville this morning, where he's expected to announce that SpaceX will be building a spaceport in Vermilion Parish. Here's Andrew Greenstein.
Vermilion Parish President Chad Vallow says SpaceX's announcement will mark the day that Vermilion Parish changes forever.
The jobs that it's going to create, the change to the parish financially, is going to be wonderful.
Vallow says it's especially meaningful since Vermilion Parish's economy and population have never fully recovered since Hurricane Rita ravaged the area more than 20 years ago. Speaking of which, Vallow says he's confident that the construction of the spaceport will in turn lead to other construction that will protect the parish from a repeat of Rita's devastation. I'm Andrew Greenstein.
Police in Eunice have identified the two victims who were killed in Saturday morning shooting as 22-year-old Davion Fugit and 34-year-old Rico Morgan, both of Eunice. The two were killed when five people were shot early Saturday at Chip's Daiquiris there. So far, no arrests have been made, but police say they have identified a person of interest. LSU's celebration of Louisiana legend Skip Bertman's life will be held at the PMAC tonight at 7. Doors are set to open at 6, and the event is open to the public. The ceremony will also be broadcast on ESPN Plus and the SEC Network. Doug Thompson, one of Bertman's national champion pitchers, says LSU fans are known for showing up for their teams, and he hopes the PMAC is bursting at the seams with Tiger fans to honor Bertman.
It's an unbelievable opportunity for our community, for our school, to show the rest of the world how we do it here and how it's why we're so unique.
From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm John Burns on Tix FM.